I trust you've all been doing your homework quite nicely. Well, it is night class after all. You don't really have a choice in the matter. I'll know one way or the other. We're training you to be the best you can be after all. You can't go cheating the system when it's made perfectly just for you. We tailor it so you don't have to. Blah, 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 blah. Nobody cares about that. The real reason you're here is to be as slutty or as whorish as you want. I'm not beating around the bush. It's good to know how to please a man. Now, the real question is, how far will you go for extra credit? Would you like to catch my attention? Volunteer like last time. Let's see what happens. Of course, going into class, there's a few things to note. It's mandatory that you wear your particular pleasure garments under whatever you're currently wearing, if you're wearing anything at all. Props to you in the back. Kind of impressive that you just came here stark naked. At least you have some confidence in yourself, but, well, we're here to learn, so you know how that goes. Learning isn't always so hard. It can be easy. Especially if you let yourself be taken. One of the key things you need to learn about men. We're as different as there are flowers in the world. Yeah, the major difference is being what we want. And that's what you want to do as well. Ask yourself what you want. It's fine and all to be a toy, but it gets old after a while. If you really want something that's gonna stick, you gotta find someone who's a perfect match for that itch that you've got. I can tell by just talking about this, I've excited a few of you. It's pretty obvious when you've taught night class as long as I have. Now, why don't we go to self-stimulation? Everyone turn in your book to page 32. And, of course, ramp up those vibrators. There's no two ways about it. You keep quiet, or you get made an example of. Do we have an understanding, students? Good. Once everyone has their vibrators to max, then we'll be able to start class properly. We are a class, not a madhouse, I have to remind you. Now, what do we know about vibrators? That we know their use, we know their look, we know the different types of them. We've learned that in the past two lessons. But what you probably didn't know is how their true purpose comes to light. Well, many just use them as the full deal, the appetizer, the meal, the dessert. That's not how we'll be teaching you here. No, for that you need a raw man. We're teaching you to be bred. We're teaching you to be made into someone's bitch. And in order to do that properly, you have to serve them in a way that's classy and elegant. So, we're gonna have a little bit of show and tell today. Of course, that's provided some people don't interrupt us. Excuse me, miss in the back. You're being a bit too loud. Don't tell me I'm gonna have to take you down a notch, and why don't we use you as an example, since you insist on being so loud? Oh, don't give me that. You can control your voice more than you let on. You just wanted to be picked, didn't you? I suppose that's exemplary in a student body such as this, but you need more training. And I suppose I'll give a demonstration. On my desk, now. Don't be shy after you've been moaning in class like that, like a little slut. Why don't you tell everyone how much of a slut you are? Something tells me you're new to this kind of stimulation. You can't be too new. Especially after I fucked you in front of all the class. No. It was only to give the full Nelson its proper respect. It is one of my favorites, after all. There's so many more. And I think today you've brought up a very important subject matter. Why you need to be fucked harder until you get your dumb cunt in order. Now, spread yourself. Show the class what that vibrator's doing inside your pussy. Go ahead. Now, you see that gyrating, rotating, and otherwise shaking up and stirring her insides. And you can tell she's turned on. But that doesn't mean she has an excuse for letting out such a voice. What if this were in public? What if it was someone's job on the line? You have to be a trained slut. And that's what we're here to do. So now I'm just going to add a little bit of embarrassment to this. With this key, butt plug here, and it is a tail plug in this case because the subject at hand, as well as the individual at hand, has a sort of kink for it. But we're just going to say that the person involved, or that you're trying to slut around with, enjoys some tail plug action. Whatever. That's fine. Now why don't you show the audience that it's in properly? Spread it. Yes, that's right. Now of course we have to make sure that the vibrator stays in there because it's rotating so vigorously. It is on max settings and you can't underestimate these things. So what I'm going to do here is a very simple piece of tape. It's going to keep things nice and deep in there for maximum vaginal penetration. As for the rest of it, the tail plug will do its work by itself. It's already a vibrating one. So more stirring up of the insides. As you can hear, her voice has gotten louder. Now, one thing that I didn't discuss prior is that there was something I forgot to teach you. And that was the importance of teasing. Now it's important that you can make a man hard, even one as experienced as me. So why don't you go ahead and look what you've done so far, little missy? Not good enough. It's still flaccid, my cock isn't hard. And you're gonna have to do something about that right now. Otherwise, well, I don't have to tell you what the consequences are. Unless you'd like to go back in true solitary confinement in the pleasure hell. You know what that's like, don't you, missy? Sure. We've done it once to you before. Just to get your appetite nice and wet. Luckily, it looks like your pussy's sopping wet, so you won't have any problems taking a cock in there. But more importantly, I wanted to get to the bottom of the rest of it. As you can see, her tits are out, and they're quite erect with the nipples. Now, it depends on sensitivity, but you can do a lot with tits. And that might play into the lesson later. For now, why don't we do a little bit of a workshop? You try and get me hard by any means you can, without touching me. Not bad. Taking the direct approach is rather slutty of you. Spreading yourself and showing me all those gooey insides getting fucked up by the dildo. Nice little vibrating pussy. Sounds pretty inviting, doesn't it? Wrong. That's not good enough. I expect better from my students. Why don't you fuck yourself with that dildo first? Go ahead and rip the tape off. Won't hurt you too bad. But that's not all. You know you're capable of more than that. You can play with that pussy in a way that you do when you think of me. Why don't you show them, kitty? Show them what you can do. I want you to hump it like it's your god. I want you to show them how slutty you are. Give them a show right now. Show them how much you want my cock inside of you. Come on. You can do better than this. Not bad. Fucking it against the nice little corner of the desk will get some good clit stimulation. Something underestimated, but it turns on a lot of males as well. Well, to watch it. especially by looks of things, but I have a feeling what's more appealing here is going to be a bit of a slutty display of skill. Now I'm wondering if you have what it takes, little missy, but you're going to have to try harder. So go ahead. I'll give you an assortment of other possible tools you can use, and you can set yourself up. Ah, a ball gag is a nice start. It'll make you look especially slutty. And do I have... ah, not bad. A nice clip for your clit. Now you're really feeling it, aren't you? And it shows. All this hard work is paying off, and you can't fake greatness. So don't worry about it. And look, it's already having an effect. Do you like staring at my cock? Oh, your eyes don't leave it, do they? What a naughty girl you are. What a naughty little slut. You don't care who sees you, do you, darling? And that's what I love about you. You were always a little bolder than the rest of the girls. Some of the guys, even. That makes you quite a bitch in heat here. Not that I would ever complain, but that's not going to be enough by itself. Not bad. You begging like a little dog and wagging your tail like that. Now you're getting somewhere. But you can't suck my cock with that ball gag in. So where am I going to put my cock? Have you been thinking about it? Good, good. With that aesthetic and that idea, you could do something amazing. It's not going to be easy for you, because you have something to be desired with tits like that. But they'll make good cock cushions, and you can make me come spray your face if you do it well. Though I guess you're going to have to do a start somewhere, and, you know, you've got the idea. I'll give you points for that. Ah, interesting. Removal of the vibrating dildo from your pussy. Now, that's fine, especially since you're coming right now. So it's having that sexy little pulsating motion, trying to grab a cock. But I think you should just shove it right back in there. Your greedy cunt wouldn't last 5 seconds without it right now. Besides, the whole point is for you to get used to having cocks in there. Lots and lots of them. Or maybe just one over and over again. The point is, you're going to worship these cocks like they're your god. Because as far as I'm concerned, it is. Now come on, you can do better than that. Why don't you shake your hips a little more? Why don't you grind more against that desk and make sure that you get lots of those sloppy pussy juices all over? I want you to be sopping wet, and I want you to beg for it like you're a fucking ingrate. Come on. It wouldn't be the first time you've given in to things such slutty things like this. You're just getting started, aren't you? You're a naughty little kitty, but a kitty who likes her pussy fucked up. Now, I think we've done this part of the lesson enough, so it's time to move on to stage two, the actual pussy fucking. Now, we've discussed a few different things on this, and as well as there's been a little bit of experience by this slut up here already. Now it's just a question of how can you fill her hole the best? No, that's what most people would think. How do I fill my fucking slutty pussy with as much cock as possible? But that's short-sighted. That's heat of the moment. Anyone can do that. But what separates a class A slut from a normal one you'll find anywhere is the true lust for cock. Why do you love it? Do you love everything about it? Do you worship it? Now I'm going to sit here with my erect cock, and you're going to service me, and I'll judge you based upon that. And if you're good, I'll give you a reward. And if you're bad, well, I'll make sure to teach you a lesson in tending to cocks, because that's all I need to tell you, and that's all that you should care about being in the night class. Now, why don't you give some good little pussy fucking? The only rules are that you can start wherever you want, as long as it gets shoved deep into the depths of your pussy by the end of it. You are golden. Of course, there's a few little stipulations. You've got to do this without moving me, so you've got to be creative with your approach. And of course, you've got to make me feel good enough that I come deep inside that pussy of yours. Okay, good. Seems like you understand. Not bad. Going for a straightforward dick sucking isn't that bad. As you can see, she's utilizing her tits as well. Not bad for a slut of this caliber, not bad at all. But you've got to really want it. Slobber more, deeper in that throat of yours. Savor it like you want every drop of cum guzzled from that little cock. You want to play with the balls, too. Just like that. You're getting better as we speak of it. We might have an A-plus student right here. Ugh. Of course, you want to offer a lot more. You want to offer to yourself and to them. Your man will please you more than anything else if you give him the time to and force yourself to deny. Force yourself to enjoy. Suck and worship his cock and make sure that you know you're his cock slave for the rest of your life. And that's just the start of it, too. There's a lot more to it. A lot more to it. Go ahead, you have my permission. Make those hands work. Never use hands for a blowjob. No, that's not worth it. If you need to write yourself on that cock, you're not doing it right. It should be all sucking and fucking action. Your extra hands can go to playing with something for his entertainment. Why don't you play with your pussy for me? Go ahead, spread it, fuck it. Show me how slutty you can be with that little fuckhole of yours. See? Right in front of all the class to see, why don't you spread it? Yeah, that's not bad. You're getting me a little turned on. That's better than most can do. Oh, not bad. This is just stage one, though. We can't go having too much fun. Next part is alluring me, taunting me. Why don't you make it so you're a little slut trying to get daddy's cock? Why don't you try it? Come on, show me how much you've got. Slapping of the ass makes everything feel better, the mixture of pain and pleasure. But you don't get a choice in that. You're the slut, not the master. So instead, focus on what you can do to allure him. Draw him in with your slender curves, or maybe your voluptuous ones. Make him enamored by your curves. Make him die for you in that moment. He wants to do anything to ravage that entire fucking slutty body with three holes just for him. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what you need to do. You're not bad at acting like a cat, little kitty. So I guess your pussy might be a little bit hungry right now. Maybe it needs some milk. Why don't you practice saying it? Ask me nicely to give you some of daddy's milk deep within your pussy. That's the next step. Come on, you gotta milk it like you mean it. Get that pussy working. Be a nice little slut for daddy's entertainment. That's the only way to live here. You don't get a choice in it because it's not your place to. You don't want choice. Despite what everyone says, you don't want the choice. You want to be the slave. You want to be the person who gets absolutely destroyed. At least that's what we teach here. Right or wrong, that's what we believe is our truest manifesto of the night school. Now, before that, why don't you tease me with your pussy? So many times, there's a misunderstanding that you can't tease with using a pussy. No, you can tease with it. You can tease just fine. Taking him in, just by the head, squeezing your little pussy walls and massaging him with those lower abdominal muscles. Go ahead, try it. Like that, yeah. You clamp on the head just like that and then you pull out. You deny. You take a bit of that control to taunt your man into losing his mind until he's a ravaging beast that you want him to be. That's what you want, isn't it? You want a ravaging beast who's gonna take you like nothing else. But you gotta understand, you've gotta earn it. It's a two-way street. And you need to be a slut worthy of all that ravaging. So go ahead. Keep trying. Oh yes, I like that circular motion. Gyrate your hips just like that. Ah. Ooh. Ah, yes. Just like that. There's a right way to do this, and this isn't a bad start, but you're not using enough humping motion. You gotta really play it out. Now come on. Show me how slutty you can move those hips. Gyrate yourself. Make sure it's a wild ride for my cock. And why don't you ride my cock like you really mean it? That's right. Not bad. I like your pose. You can show the entire class the cock going in and out. Very educational. As well as if you do it right, you can show off your asshole who's plugged in the tail plug. And, ooh. Ah. Oh, see, now you've got it. That's not bad. It makes me want to clip that ass of yours. It makes me want to take you like this. Now, this class is the result of all her hard work. She was tempting me, and now I'm gonna ream her pussy as a reward. It's extra credit. Watch close as I cream this bitch's inside. That's right, your classmate's gonna get nice extra credit. Why don't you say thanks to the class for watching you get fucked like a fucking whore? I know that's what you want. Come on. Why don't you tell them how you feel right now? Yeah, just like that. You need to take it all. Just like that, your pussy's getting filled with cock. You must feel like a very special woman right now. Oh, you're daddy's little girl. And you're gonna get so much milk inside that sweet kitty pussy of yours. You're daddy's kitty now. Oof. Ooh, is that the feline moves I that pussy's getting pounded. You can tell by how it's rejoicing, squeezing down my cock. And that voice you can't deny, that's just it. That's how it is to be fucked by a real man. Yeah, this is right, class. Now, I'll show you how to take cum like a champ. When I'm gonna come inside of you, I want you to tighten that pussy and not leave a drop to spill. You got it? You'll be there in the corner of the classroom where everyone can see if you drip any cum out. So I expect exemplary results from such an honor student such as yourself. Now get ready to take daddy's milk inside. And that's how you do it. And now our nice little honor student can get herself off of my cock for long enough that she can keep all that nice milk inside, and maybe someone else can lap it off the floor if it spills. Of course, that would mean punishment. But I'm sure all of you are slut enough to know that punishment might as well be pleasure. You can't have a good time without a little punishment here and there. That's all for today's lesson. There's going to be much homework, including use of the butt plug, including use of pet play. You've got quite a lot of work to do, all of you, so I expect you to take it seriously. Am I clear? Good.